There is bleak news about leopards. A new study confirms that the world's last breeding population of leopards in Cambodia has declined by 72% in the last 5 years, putting it on the brink of extinction. In fact, these are the last remaining leopards in all of eastern Indochina, which includes Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. The report comes from Oxford University's Wildlife Conservation Research Unit and Panthera, the global wildcat conservation organization. Dr. Luke Hunter is Panthera's chief conservation officer. He joins us now. And Dr. Hunter, irony here, you are a conservation officer. Your name is Hunter, so noted. But even though these animals often live in protected areas, they are being jeopardized by hunting.
Yeah, indeed. It's really the case that, you know, what we're seeing in Indochina, but indeed across the world with leopards, is that they are poached fairly intensively. And we think that direct poaching for leopards themselves, but also for their prey species, is the most important driver in this significant decline that you mentioned.
We'll talk about that. The animals that they prey on have disappeared.
Well, they've certainly declined. So, you know, we find this as a sort of a, you know, a double whammy in these large ecosystems around the world that large cats rely on. Their prey species are often hunted very intensively by people, and then the cats themselves are hunted. You know, one of these species that we're really very, very eager to conserve, not only because they're a wonderful, magnificent species, but they're also really important to these large ecosystems in which they inhabit.
Because why?
Leopards can be very, very important species to keep populations of, for example, certain baboon species in regulation. That can actually be a direct benefit to human communities because baboon populations, when they explode, can become real pests to people that rely on crops, that rely on agriculture.
Let's list more of the reasons why they are so endangered. And that includes wildlife trade. What is valued about a leopard? I'm thinking probably leopard skin.
Indeed, but not only the skin. You know, that used to be the case. But species like leopards and other large cats are really highly valued for false therapeutic beliefs that are widespread in Asia. So the bones, the organs, the whiskers, all these things are believed to have therapeutic and medicinal value. And of course, there's very little evidence for that, but that doesn't necessarily stop that enormous demand.
How do you change that kind of false thinking?
Fortunately, I think many Asian countries are taking really significant steps themselves to get that word out, and they are educating their own people. And we're seeing that particularly with younger generations in East Asia, that, you know, the beliefs are sort of considered somewhat old-fashioned. So I'm hopeful that really that's emanating from within Asia, and that's going to help us provide some of the solution.
So you mentioned poaching was a problem because there's poaching of the prey animal that the leopards had depended on. But one thing we thought was so interesting, that leopards have found a new prey, which to me, this sounded insane. It's a wild species of cattle weighing almost 2,000 pounds.
Yes, the banteng. Yeah. So that was one really interesting result coming from this study. So it really speaks to, I think, the enormous adaptability of the leopard, which can survive on, you know, everything from domestic dogs in Indian cities to these massive wild cattle species that we found in Cambodia. The only important caveat to that, Robin, is, you know, I'm pretty sure the leopards weren't pulling down 2,000-pound adults. They were probably preying primarily on youngsters, on calves. Mm-hmm. But even so, you know, baby bantengs are a pretty big animal, so it does show you their extraordinary capabilities.
What's it like when you've come across a leopard in the wild?
It's just extraordinary to encounter them. They're a phenomenally beautiful species. You know, I've seen leopards haul prey up trees. You know, it's this unique adaptation that leopards have, mainly in Africa we see it, to avoid losing their carcasses, particularly to hyenas.
Have you seen them run?
Yeah, they're spectacularly explosive over short distances. So like most cats, they can't maintain their speed over large distances in the way that wolves and wild dogs and so on can. So they actually have to be incredibly close to their prey species before they unleash that explosive power.
But now only 20 or 30 breeding cats left in Cambodia. Is it too late to save them?
The same subspecies still continues to exist in Malaysia, Thailand, and Burma, perhaps very, very few in southern China. So they're a little bit more populous in the western part of the range of this subspecies. But this last population, fewer than 100 adults probably, is the last one in eastern Indochina. And that means it is really absolutely critical for them there.
And how do you save them?
Well, it's actually not rocket science. The most important thing is some of the work that is now already being done by the Cambodian authorities with cooperation from NGOs in the field like our own, and that is mostly anti-poaching. You just have to have well-prepared, well-planned, thoughtful patrols out in these protected areas. And remember, they are protected by Cambodia. They're part of the heritage and the national mandate of that country to protect its wild areas. When that happens, we know it works. We've seen fantastic recovery, even with species like the tiger, which is more critically endangered as a species overall. We have seen tiger populations respond when that anti-poaching effort is really well prosecuted.
Well, we wish you the best. That's Dr. Luke Hunter, Chief Conservation Officer at Panthera, the global wildcat conservation organization, talking about the leopards on the brink of extinction in Cambodia. For a link to the study, more information, go to herenow.org. Dr. Hunter, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Can't imagine a world without leopards.